Hi, guys. We're very excited for the Northeastern Tour of U Up. We're coming to Philly, D.C., and Brooklyn on January 24th, 25th, and 26th. And we want you guys to come up on stage and really help us with this show. And we were going to have fun. It's going to be really interactive. And here's what we need from you. If you are coming to one of the shows, if you didn't get tickets, I'm sorry. You're going to have to get them next time because they're sold out. But if you do already have tickets to the show and you want to come on stage, or you want your dating profile made up, or you want your text interpreted, here's what we need you to do. We're having three different segments. The first segment is a dating app makeover. What you need to do is screenshot your whole dating profile, no matter which dating app you're on, and tell us why you need help with your dating profile, or give us a little background information about like what your issue is with your dating profile, and ask for specific help. The second thing is deal reveal, where basically you send us your screenshots of a confusing text message conversation between you and a guy or a girl where you're not really sure what's going on. The texting is being weird. Send a little backstory of what's going on like before this, so we have some context, and also what information you want about it. We're also adding a new section. It's called your most single friend section. And this one's great because you get to participate with your friends and come on stage with your friends. So basically, you nominate your most single friend who's coming to the show and say why she's in desperate need of our help. You write your name, your friend's name, and up to one other friend. So the max people we're bringing on stage is three. So don't write your 7-person group. Who can come up on the stage and help us to figure out why she's your most single friend. It's going to be a really fun segment. It's going to be really funny. So if you want to submit either of those things, that's dating app makeover, deal reveal, or most single friend, email your or someone else's information to UUP@Betches.com. That's UUP@Betches.com. And make sure the subject line is whichever show you're going to, plus either dating app makeover, deal reveal, or most single friend. And make sure you put the location of the show that you're attending and then one of those three things to submit. We're excited.
Hello and welcome to the U Up podcast. I'm Jared Freed.
And I'm Jordana Abraham.
Couple announcements. Go, Jordana.
Okay, so guys, as we've talked about before, Betches is coming out with a dating app. I wish I could give you more details, but you'll have them soon. It's going to be great. It's going to put fun back into dating. You're going to love it. It's going to be like, I'm really, really excited about this app. It's coming soon. We can't share that many details yet, but you can be the first to find out about it if you go to dating.betches.com and enter your email or phone number. When you do that, you'll be entered to win a 5-day trip for two to the Malia Punta Cana Beach Resort with airfare. This is an all-inclusive, adults-only oasis, and it's the vacation that you have been waiting for. They have 4 pools, a health club, a spa, 7 bars, and 7 restaurants, and it's just a great hotel. It's a great trip. You're going to want to get in for a chance at that. You can also win one of 10 $250 Sephora gift cards, even if you don't win the actual trip. Invite your friends to sign up too. And every friend who signs up, you get an extra entry into the contest. Sign up now. Go to dating.betches.com and you're gonna love it.
Also, listen, people, go sign up to dating.betches.com. The app's going to be great. You want to be first to this one. You don't want to be last.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm coming to Stamford, Connecticut. I'm also coming to Miami, Florida, and I'm going to be in Boston, Laugh Boston. That's an important weekend to me. I want you guys all to come out, bring friends. It's going to be fun shows. Go to jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. Get your tickets. Bring the crew. If you like this show and you like your friends,
you're going to like Jared stand up. Like it. It's great. He's very funny. Today, we are here with a very special guest, Violet Benson. You may know her from her very, very popular Instagram account, Daddy Issues, but also you have like a really big personal following on your own account as well, right?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, Violet.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us the story. Let's hear. We want to hear about your dating life. What's going on? Do you date? Are you out there? You're from LA, so that's a different scene a little bit from New York.
Is it? Yeah, I heard in New York, people just go on dates like every night. Girls, they set it up, and every night they go on a dinner date or something like that. That's not an LA thing.
I don't know who you're talking to.
A lot of girls have been telling me that.
I think there is maybe a lot. I think there are people who are like, they're like in the dating thing and they're just going on several dates a week. At your height of singledom, how many dates a week were you going on?
I mean, not. I would try and keep it to like one a week but my schedule was different.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do know that like it feels like in LA there's this the idea of getting in the car and going somewhere is a big,
I hate that,
bigger deal.
Because of the traffic?
Yeah.
Traffic, going to a different, like, you'll say to someone, I'll be like, yeah, I'm in West Hollywood. They'll be like, well, I'm in this other town. And it's like, well, goodbye forever.
That is so true. Yeah. Anywhere that's like, let's say I want to meet up with someone, it was 5 miles from me, I would literally be like, nah.
That's the thing. A lot of guys, I had a guy write me, he's like, he had just moved to LA and he was saying that the toughest thing is that you will get canceled. Like, New York, we can pop downstairs and get a glass of wine.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
There's places everywhere.
Yeah, you can say, oh, I work in Chelsea. You work in Chelsea. We'll be downstairs. There's a wine bar in between us. Like, there's a quickness here that I feel like in LA, there's
New York is also like really fast. Everyone's like moving, all that.
Right.
I mean, like in LA, when I was dating a guy that, I live in West Hollywood, when I was dating a guy that lived in Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
That was like a long distance relationship for me.
How far away are those two places?
An hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Especially with traffic.
Yeah. Oh, 45 minutes, an hour.
I mean,
I have to say, if you're dating in LA, like, I feel like I'm so much, when I was single, especially, I'm so much more likely to go on a date if it's nice out. And I feel like it's always nice out.
I hate leaving
at least
my house.
There's that. Here, it's like fucking freezing. Like, it's like, I have to really want to go somewhere if I'm going to leave.
Dark,
I don't know.
At 4.
It's not that bad. Mm. I like this weather.
Today.
You like it?
Yeah, I like the cold. So, I mean, I'm wearing a crop top right now. So
maybe you should move to New York.
There it is.
I mean, I have been coming to New York a little more often, so I've obviously been adjusting to it. But I'm Russian, so I feel like I make jokes that I have like thick Russian skin.
Yeah,
or
you have the
like
Russian
that.
Cold Russian blood.
New York, yeah, that could work for you then.
But I grew up in Israel, so it was really hot. So I don't know why I can stand this weather, but I do enjoy it.
So now you're dating. You're single.
Right, so back to my dating
life.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
So normally I don't really like to date, but this year for research purposes and boredom, I decided to date.
Well, at least it sounds very romantic.
Yes.
You should say that at the wedding.
Please sign this release form. Yeah.
No, really, because I mean, I write about dating and relationship stuff like that, so I do need to have my own stuff. So normally, like, I mean, last year I think I dated like one guy for like a month and then didn't work out, and the whole year I was like, F this.
Okay.
This year I have dated more frequently and I'm pretty proud of myself. The guys that I picked have been very unique. Unique. Their industries have been very specific and unique.
Are they in the entertainment industry?
Yeah.
Or,
like this year I was like, I want to test it out. See, so it was kind of like pick genres in a way. So I'd be like, okay.
Give us the genres.
So one genre would be like artists. So like musicians/writers.
Okay.
Like I like that. Okay. Basketball players. That's cool. Okay. And then like,
tell us about the basketball players.
Well, what is the difference?
Why is that?
I don't know. That's the one that interests me. I don't want to hear about the fucking guy who drives an Uber that plays the guitar.
No.
I
want to
hear about the basketball player.
No, all the guys were successful.
Okay.
Or like models or like child of celebrity, like celebrity kids.
Oh, so successful.
Like it was like, yeah.
They won the birth lotto.
Yeah. So it was like,
what child of celebrity kid? Can you divulge?
No.
Come on.
No, that's like the one thing I'm capable of keeping private is whoever I date.
So what
you,
was,
she has to, because then if, no, if,
then
if
they
the
won't
guy
come back.
Hears that, the guys, no one ever is going to date you. If you tell about one guy, they're going to
be
like,
well,
they know what they're getting into. It's daddy issues.
You know, I know. I do. I write about things, but I make sure like I know. But
keep it anonymous.
Yeah. But to be honest, like daddy issues, my character that I like to play, she's definitely, I mean, I am feisty, but she can be more bitter because I think more girls can relate. Like me personally, I'm really like when I finish dating someone, like I'll cry about it by myself for a week, maybe like 7 months. I don't know. But on the outside,
7 months.
Yeah,
I feel like that's usually the range for me.
Yeah.
Too.
But on the outside, like I'm very thankful. Like I look at things now and I'm like, wow, I feel like I took a lot from this. Mm-hmm. And I'm not bitter or angry towards anyone I've dated. Like but I will tell you, my experience this year from dating famous people is that it's a very lonely life.
For the famous people or for you?
For me, to date famous people. I've learned, like, because I always looked really cool on the outside, so I tried it. But it's like, it's very lonely.
Give us an
example. They travel a lot. They have so many fans. So, A, you have to be okay with, never getting jealous. So you can't, like, stalk or figure things out. Then the fact that they travel so much, sometimes they don't have their phones on them or they're tired. And, like, you don't know when you're going to see them again. It's just, like, I feel like some of the guys that I've dated, like, I felt more alone with them than I was when I was by myself.
I mean,
that's true. That's, I feel like I feel like I've had relationships where you feel, that's how you know you're in a pretty bad relationship. I feel like when you feel like worse with them, lonelier with them than you do
Yeah.
And also when you're like single.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, their schedule is their schedule. You know that.
Yeah.
And it's different than anyone. It's not like a day job. It is like
it's something
person.
To adjust. And dating a lot of different celebrity people is that they're like, I'm selfish. I'll admit that. Like, I'm in the industry. I am selfish. Like, I revolve. Mm-hmm. My world revolves around me. But also them. Like, they're a world, like basketball players.
Yeah.
Like, you have to fit into their world, you know, like in their schedule.
A point guard, center, power forward. Where are we talking?
I don't know sports at all.
The tallest one on the team or the not tallest one?
They're all pretty tall to me, okay. So I don't know.
They seem pretty tall, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just trying to. So
he just wants the name.
I want the rookie.
Like card. Right now, I've been my most recent genre has been athletes.
Okay.
But I'm like slowly fizzling out of it.
Why? What's been the problem with athletes?
Oh, they're great. Like, one thing I loved about athletes is that they're very driven. They're mm-hmm. very motivated, hardworking. They don't drink. They don't do drugs. Mm. They have a schedule. And, like, I like all that stuff
because
I like to be around that. It motivates me.
Yeah.
Negatives about athletes, they probably cheat on you. They're probably cheating on you.
Okay.
Don't love that.
Yeah. No,
not for me. I don't want right. that journey
not
for me.
Not for everyone.
Well, yeah, I think it's hard to be with anyone who like people are constantly throwing themselves
It's not
at.
Even that. Like, I get that too. It's also, I feel like, I don't want to say something bad, but like the basketball players that I have dated, some of them are like, well, there's a main one and another mm-hmm. one I was just talking to, like leading on, I was interested in him. But the main one, like I did like him, but I have such a big personality and I feel like I'm so great
yeah.
that like a lot of these athletes, they just like, no offense to them, they're great, but they're very boring. Sure. They don't have an identity outside of being a basketball player.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of times they just like stare at the wall and then you're just like, oh my God, so this and that. And they're just like, nap time.
Yeah. Right. especially yeah. really good athletes that yeah. are probably like groomed from a young age and they're like very yes. like. That's all they've been like. They're just surrounded exactly. by sports, and they all the girls like them anyway because they're an athlete, so they never have to develop a personality.
Well, it's also exactly. there's a yin and a yang to all this yeah. stuff. To, you know, the person that's most scheduled and gets told be there by 9 a.m. and leave by 2 p.m. Right. and now you're yeah. at the game.
Not a ton of room for creativity.
Not really getting creative.
Like
not,
the recent
you know.
Guy that I dated, who was a basketball player, like that. I think.
Dirk
Nowitzki. I don't know who that okay. is. He does everything. He's still to this day.
I don't
day,
know who that is either.
He still would do everything I tell him. I'll be yeah. like, let's do this. Okay. Actually, no, let's do that. Okay. Can you do this for me? Okay. And it was like,
do you have
okay.
any, are any
so
of these,
I think it has to do are, with scheduling.
Do any of these guys get worried or do you get worried having an account called Daddy Issues?
No. Go,
not at all.
No. Well, I mean, I'm so proud of it. Like, I feel like if anything, I don't like to date someone when I feel like they're not impressed or as proud of me and my brand as much sure. as I am. Like, I wouldn't want to date someone that's so focused on them and they don't notice like everything that I'm doing. That mm. would bother me because I'm also competitive. So,
well, because we were talking last episode and this came up where people were wondering what, you know, if guys look at, you know, what their Instagram looks like and judge them based on that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You're above it. You don't care.
But no, I mean, it well, is hard. Like, especially if I want to post like funny, ugly pictures of me or if I'm posting memes. And what's annoying about that is that a lot of times it's about relationships. And then if I'm dating someone, I don't want the guy to see it and think it has to do with them because it's not about them. But a lot of times guys don't understand that.
Well, right. anybody doesn't understand
yeah.
that.
Well, so I'll say it, but then you have to repeat it to them or they'll think it's about them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to almost like give them a warning of like, yeah, I know, like, it's so funny. I put this thing up that like doesn't have anything
yeah,
to do with
yeah, and I don't
with,
feel like doing
us.
That every time. That's like annoying. Mm. I don't know. This year, I've also, because I feel like I'm a little scorned by men in general, I feel like this year I tried to also, I've been dating a few guys at the same time. That's for sure.
How's that been?
Well, I do have bad memory. So I have noticed a lot of times I'll be like, oh, yeah, didn't we do this? Or remember when I told you this? And then I'd be like, no, that was
keeping the story straight.
I think a lot like, more girls have issues with dating more than one person at a time. Guys don't really seem to
I
have.
I hate that.
Guys are never like, I just feel like I'm dating too many people.
I yeah. always feel overwhelmed. And yeah, I'm overwhelmed. But guys, I feel like they'll date 20 girls at the same time. Me, like, I usually keep it three.
Sure.
Because you get more emotionally invested.
Well, there's also not, there's a difference between dating and not, you know, you can send a text to someone once in the week and be like, I'll be out on Saturday. And then all of a sudden you're with them on Saturday. You know, it doesn't have to be more than that.
But know, that's like, I that's don't like true. That. I'm like, of course, then yeah. we're not dating.
what she means is like, we're dating.
We're going out.
She's dating many guys.
I don't know. I mean, I've been doing a three, between two to three. It's either two. So it's like one guy you're really into. Then the other guy you're just like keeping around so you don't get too
into the other guy.
Although it never works out. I always obsess over one guy and then the other one I forget about. So it still doesn't work out. So you may end up with the other guy. Mm-hmm. Or now I do three guys, which is one guy you're sleeping with, one guy you may be in a relationship with, so you're not touching them, but so it's fine because you're already banging someone else. And then the third guy, you're just leading on so you can feel good about yourself.
Yeah, I think I want to be the first guy.
The guy that's you're having sex with?
The guy that's just banging without emotional. Right.
Well, I often find that I used to try that when I would have like the backup guy that I wasn't that into to kind of make me less... feel less intense about the guy that I really like to take the edge off.
Yeah.
But then what actually happens with that is when you hang out with that guy that you don't like as much, you kind of feel like, oh, this just makes me like the other guy even more.
That is so true.
But this should make a lot of guys feel a lot better about being called assholes to hear that
we're doing the same thing.
Yeah, you guys are doing us. It's a different version of warfare.
I think we just care more though about it is the issue.
I still can't sleep with like more. I'm literally, when I'm sleeping with someone, we're literally exclusive. They just don't know about it, but I'm not sleeping with anyone else. So that's the most annoying part. I hate that part.
How are you meeting these guys? Where are you picking them up?
Through friends. Obviously, also, there's an app called Raya. I've met some guys from that.
Yeah.
But normally, like, I feel like in my heart, I should have been a man in some ways because I'm pretty straightforward and aggressive in some ways.
DM? So
I don't like when a guy pursues me. Mm. Like if I like someone, really? I have my eyes on someone, I pursue them. Not pursue them the way that I call them every day, but like, no, but no, I'm not. But unless they pay me.
you can say that.
Okay. I in a way like let's say I have my eyes on a guy, I'll DM them. Like that's how
you'll
like,
shoot the DM.
Two of the guys that I started talking to, I slid into their DM. You just have to do like a smiley face.
What's the smiley face?
I don't need to write an essay. I'm a good looking girl and I have big tits. Like I'll just do a smiley face. I think
on my Instagram. That's a good message. The confidence. Yeah. And all you need is a
guys
hey,
love confident well, that, girls. Well,
that's the other thing. It's like if he's India, he's India. It doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, in the beginning, they only care about, to be honest, about looks. So if you're look wise, their type, they're gonna respond. You know, then afterwards, in order to catch them, I guess you have to like a good personality or something or just fake it. Mm. I can't fake it. I'm really bad at lying. So I just put it all on the table.
I like that could be on your headstone. I got big tits. Take it or leave it. You got to, you know.
I like that. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do an email. Can you help us answer this email from a listener?
Yeah.
They write in, "Hey, J&J, podcast rocks. Thanks for making my week every week. Lately, I've been having a slight issue when it comes to the guy I've been seeing. It's been a little over 3 months, and every time we sleep together, he asks me to give him head and then never reciprocates it. I've yet to finish.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've yet to finish ever, but I can tell he thinks he's doing a damn good job, mediocre at best, in my opinion. In the beginning, I let it slide because I thought it was because we were so new and just figuring out what we both like. Now it's getting to the point where I'm like, okay, homeboy, let's focus on me for a sec. How do I tell him that he's being a selfish lover and these are the things you should be doing without ripping apart his ego? Or should I just call it quits and find someone who gives the girl attention too? Thanks. Is it my turn yet?"
What? Okay. Here's my opinion about that.
Have you ever been in this situation? You're hooking up with a guy and he's just he's all take, no give.
No.
Never?
The basketball players, they're going down.
They all know exactly what they're doing.
Okay, first of all, I'm not banging a bunch of basketball players.
I'm not saying no.
Yeah, like all 75 of the ones I've only slept with one basketball player.
Okay, was he giving?
Yeah, okay, here's my problem with this girl had enough time to sit down, write this whole email, letting us know what her problem in her relationship is or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And instead, she could have taken that time and let the guy know what's wrong.
Yeah.
People don't communicate a lot of the time.
But that's what she's saying. She wants to know how to tell him.
How to communicate.
Be straight up. Right. Like, hey, babe, insulting. I would love if you went down on me sometime.
Lick this pussy.
No. I didn't know you could curse. Okay.
You can say whatever you want.
I've been like being very careful.
No,
but
no, you say whatever you want.
Go nuts.
If I feel like someone... Here's what I would say.
Okay.
I would say, if I don't come, no one comes. That's the new rule. And I've said that before. But I'm like really weird about guys going down on me. Like I have to get to know them.
That's okay. I mean, everyone has that.
It's like an intimate thing.
So I think actually
that's
like rather.
I think that's more intimate than sex, actually.
So intimate. Both it's like ways, his head's down there. You're like, yo, you good? What's going on? Like, and then you're like, do you like pat the head? Do you like scratch his head? Like, it's
right.
Just
and then you have to worry, like, is he enjoying that? Or
and
is
it's
this
so
like
close
a,
to my butthole. Like, I think, what's going on there?
I think especially.
Let me put aside all your problems.
I think especially if they're not.
He's okay with it all.
He's okay with it all.
Yeah. If he's down there, he's happy to be down there. I don't think this is like. The thing is, like, we guys have gotten off the hook based on this email for too many years. The idea of going down, like, listen. You should say something. I agree. Yeah. But I this idea that like guys are like, oh, I don't do that. Like, look at what happened to DJ Khaled.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Khaled said so he doesn't weird. Go down on his wife. And everyone was like, what?
Yeah.
And he got fucking raked through the coals. And everyone was like, you know, that should show you the going, you know, the going feeling of this is that this isn't the right thing to be doing.
Do you know any guys that won't do it?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I don't know very many guys that won't do it. Yeah, I don't know very many guys that are like against it morally. Like, I don't know those guys.
Or they're just don't, they just don't like. I know girls who don't like giving head. I feel like that's like a thing.
If you want, my motto is, and I've said this before, if you want to get married, you got to suck dick.
Yeah, there it is. So,
that's the title of your next book.
Mother Teresa.
It's actually in my next book, yeah.
You actually wrote that. You got to suck dick.
That's true.
Violet,
wait, anyway, back to this girl really
one.
Quick. I don't think her and her boyfriend, whoever he is, are that close because they've been hooking up for 3 months and she said, well, should I just move on to the next person? That means she's already having other struggles and that's why she can't even communicate
that. Means she
that.
Should move on. I think the best sexual conversations come after the coming.
Yeah,
I agree. That's the best
so
time
like,
to say something.
Yeah, yeah, so like for this guy, I think like... Also, during sex is a good time to even talk dirty, to talk about that stuff. Like, if I was this girl in the middle of fucking sex, I'd be like, I would whisper in his ear, lick my fucking pussy.
Okay, I'll just be honest with you. Girls don't talk like that. Like, no girl's like, hey, Jared's lick,
like
lick my fucking pussy. You see this pussy? You want this pussy
in
your mouth? Like, no one talks
but
like
hold
that.
On, they don't
it's
say like
they
that. You, they could, but in a whisper, if she was just like, I want you to go down.
That's better.
I think that's better. I agree.
Lick my labia.
No, go more scientific. But I'm saying if she was in the throes of it, when it's hot and it's sexy and you're making out and you just whisper in his ear, he can't be hurt by that. That's like in a, you know, the ego thing. That's you being there with him.
The ego thing
he's also not
going
to argue it in the midst
of
that.
No, the ego thing is if she puts him down. You know what? Because girls, this is what girls do. They'll complain. They'll be like, I don't like it. Like, why should I do this if you don't do that? The best way, in my opinion, either say what I said, like, if I don't come, no one comes. Mm. But it's a joke. And then you're like, I'm serious. But also, you know what really turns me on, babe? It's like, I love that. Like the other day, like I was just like sleeping and I dreamt about you like eating me out and I came so hard. And like you saying that the guy's like, oh my God, okay.
You know what's so funny? On my podcast, we gave that advice.
Okay.
So I swear to God. So there was a girl that wrote in. She was like, it was her fiance. It's not going down.
Wow.
So I was like, here's what you do. The dream thing is great move. I agree. Yeah. It's like such a good move. So I was like, you text him at work that last night I had the craziest dream and you went down on me for like an hour and it was like so unbelievable and it's all I can fucking think about today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When we get back, we gotta hook up. And then
exactly,
he will be, if that doesn't inspire him, and she said, she wrote back, she was like, it was the best. It happened. It all went great.
See,
you have to like, it's the ego thing. You have to work it against the guy.
Right.
Too.
I feel like you've got to feed into it.
So that is feeding into it.
And it was you in the dream that was was doing it. Like you have to make it like you killed it. Now I need it to happen tonight.
Right.
Yeah. And the thing is, there's a point where it's like you give everyone a chance and then they either take it or they don't. If they don't, I'm sorry. It's time to move on.
No, if the guy doesn't want to turn on his girl, like, that's definitely a turn off.
What if he's perfect in every way? He just really doesn't care for doing that. Are you out? Is that a red flag or a deal breaker for you?
Buy toys. Like, eventually he'll get down there. But, like, just buy toys. But I don't know. I've never, like, I feel like I'm pretty, with my partners, I'm more of a dater.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't just, like, have one night stands.
Right.
Surprisingly to daddy issues, I haven't been with that many guys at all, pretty few. So like buy toys and stuff like that, and eventually they'll get their face around there.
Kate Hudson's son.
Move them down.
Who's
no?
that?
No, okay. What?
No.
You said celebrity kids. This is what I'm trying to figure out.
You just keep guessing just throughout keep this.
Naming kids. I didn't even sleep with every single one of them. It's just like getting to know them.
What do you think about this method? In that post-coital pillow talk thing.
Sure.
Is there anything that you want sexually? You can ask them and then open the discussion.
What if
the problem with those conversations never really get us moving anywhere.
You don't think?
Yeah. When you go, is there anything else you want? It's too much judgment.
Yeah.
Because you're like, whatever I say is going to be, well, you don't think I do that right? It's because personalized.
It's a turn on, oh my God. Like, I was just thinking about you going down me the other day, and I was just like, I was touching myself, and I came
that's
so
a good
hard.
One.
Like,
that's the way to go, I guess.
Okay, now we have the answer.
That's the answer.
Hopefully that helps her.
I mean, red flag deal breaker, are you out if the guy won't do it?
If he's just like, I hate it. But if he's like, I really don't like doing that, but I'm down to help you in any other way.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. Guys, a lot of guys aren't even good at that.
Yeah. And I think deal breaker. If she was like, I'm down for any other sexual move. I just really don't like giving. I have a terrible gag reflex.
I can't believe that.
Do you give head?
That they won't.
Yeah. Do you give head? Oh,
I want to get.
I want to get married one day.
Are you kidding?
What?
I want to get married one day. So.
Yeah, you want to get married. You got to go down on chicks, and you got to go down on dudes. This
yeah.
I don't know. I if a girl wouldn't give me head, I'd be like, I don't believe that you'll do everything.
What
else.
What if she has a strong gag reflex?
It was an episode of Sex and the City. Charlotte really liked a guy. They were gonna take the next step, but she wouldn't suck dick. And he was just like, "I'm sorry, it's a deal breaker." And you're like, "You're gonna give up all of this just because I won't give head?" And he was like, "Yeah, sorry."
He's like, "I plan on getting a lot of blowjobs for the rest of my life,
and I want him to be with you." Yeah,
gotta go.
Yeah,
out.
Okay.
Well, Violet, this was a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much for coming in.
This is great.
At Daddy Issues.
_ Thank you for missing that. It's because my competitors are bitches and they don't want me to
what do you mean?
Get the followers. I'm kidding.
Oh, sorry.
I'm kidding. Bitches are bitches.
_
Bitches are such bitches.
I had no idea that I was on a turf war.
I am kidding. No.
But thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know why I said thank you for having us. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, no pun intended.
And I hope she'll come too.
Exactly.
Girl.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. That was fantastic.
That was great.
Very exciting. Go follow Daddy Issues _. Gotta make sure.
Not trying to tear anyone down.
No, we were trying to prop up people that come and be nice to us. She was very good, funny, and also
good advice.
That is that email, that text to the guy. It works. I'm telling you.
Well, now, how do you relay that to like getting him to take out the garbage?
I don't know. No, got
I
me
had
wet
the
last night.
Stream.
Oh my god! I just masturbated to you fucking cleaning the apartment.
I came home and everything was spotless.
Oh, I just
there's
masturbated.
There's Windex everywhere.
You said hi to my mom, and you went out for dinner with us, and you didn't even get it. You know, you were so cool about it.
I wonder
it.
If that'll work. I'm gonna try that with the other stuff.
Try
too.
It with the other
we'll
stuff.
We'll see. I'll report back.
I will say I have given that advice in the past. And that works. It works because what you're doing is you're like, you're motivated. You're like, oh, here's the, you're trying to get the guy to outdo Dream Him,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
Right. He's excited by what Dream Him was able
yeah.
to accomplish.
But let's do the weird sexual experience of the week.
Let's do it. I'll read it. Hey, J&J, love the podcast. I binged the entire thing and now I wait anxiously by my phone every week for a new episode. This is going to be long, but worth it. I hope so. I'm 26 now, but back in college when I wasn't studying, I was looking for someone to fuck because I was single and horny.
Ooh.
I would frequently Yik Yak, which is a community app where you can make anonymous posts and chat with people in your area, which is cool on a college campus.
Now, you know Yik Yak, right?
I've heard of this.
I've heard of it. I know of it.
It's before my time. I think after my time.
Yik Yak had like a 2 years thing,
okay.
I think.
But I guess it's still
gonna,
a thing.
Someone's going to tweet me and go, you're a fucking idiot, old idiot. But whatever. Okay.
Oh, well, she said back in college, so yeah. Maybe it was a while ago. One day someone posted a joke I thought was funny, so I commented and ended up getting their number. Bad, I know. He was a grad student at my school, seemed nice, so we agreed to meet up. He worked nights on campus in an overnight computer lab, so I met him there.
Ooh.
We went to an empty teacher's lounge and made out on the couch, and he tried to finger me. Yes, tried. I didn't know guys didn't know how to do that until that night. But that's not the weird part.
Hold on. Didn't know how to do that? Like, I mean, I remember.
There's a lot of guys who don't know how to do that. I think they know how to do that.
Think they know just, how to finger and they
yeah,
don't?
Yeah, they just, like, poke you.
Poke?
They're just, like, putting, you know what I mean? There's no, like, rhyme like, or rhythm to
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
just
pressing
like,
a button?
Yeah, like, that doesn't work. I think that's a younger guy kind of thing. Like,
yeah. You're 15. I remember, I mean, I've fingered a belly button before in my life. I understand.
You fingered a girl or two back in the day?
Yeah, I fingered the wrong hole, believe me. Okay, so he tried.
Yeah. That's not the weird part. 2 days later, I agreed to meet up with him again because I'm nice and I was horny. While in my night class, he texted me saying he couldn't wait to see me and he had a favor to ask. He wanted me to tie him up and tickle him. I was so confused, but I went with it. I thought he was joking. He also wanted to know if I thought it'd be okay if he painted his face like a clown before I tickled him. I drew the line there.
Come on.
Went to meet up with him for a second time around 11 p.m. back in the teacher's lounge. These are very public places. We started making out and he stops out of nowhere, gets up and starts looking around the room, opening cabinets and in boxes. Finally, he finds some old ribbon and comes to me and says, "Ready to tie me up?" I busted out laughing. He was serious, but I didn't want to be rude, so I did what I could with an old ribbon and tied him up. I started to make out with
ribbon.
I started to make out with him.
Like a gift?
Like an old rusty ribbon. I started to make out with him and he stopped me. No, tickle me. Like fucking Elmo. I tickled him with a little with little enthusiasm because I was weirded out, but I didn't want to be rude.
Well, nothing worse than an unenthusiastic tickle.
And he laughed so hard I wasn't even trying my best. I wasn't even
trying your best.
Competitive tickling.
I can't imagine just her like limply.
Right,
just
like
kind of like
yeah, half-hearted tickle is no tickle at all.
Yeah,
I tickled him with little enthusiasm because I was weirded out, but I didn't want to be rude. And he laughed so hard I wasn't even trying my best. I was on top of him and I could feel his boner through his pants. I stopped and told him I was done. He got excited, got up, and said, "Your turn." Next thing I know, I'm on my back, hands tied above my head, and attached to the couch. He had practice. And he starts tickling me. I was not amused, and he was laughing even harder than before. I waited like 2 minutes and then told him to stop. He seemed happy. I told him I wanted to go, so he walked me back to my dorm and thankfully never saw him again. I only told one person because this is embarrassing. What should we call this? Signed, Pennywise is captive.
Well, the funniest part is that the creepiest part is him tickling her and him laughing during that.
Right.
That's weird.
Well, have you ever...
Like, ha 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 ha. You're like, okay, you're a little too into this.
Right. This guy obviously has like a weird thing. There's a lot of weird things about him. This is.
Sure.
So have you ever seen the documentary Tickled?
No, but I know it's like wild.
It is.
I have never seen it, but
I know. Do yourself a favor tonight. Go home. Turn it on. You're going to be like, what the fuck is this? It gets much better as it goes on. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I heard it goes into like places that you can't believe.
Yeah, it gets very, very, very weird. It starts off like very different than it winds up, but it's basically about this like pseudo-sexual, like, competitive tickling thing, but then they're also blackmailing people. It's, like, very weird. But apparently, like, tickling is, like, sort of a... There's,
I've
like,
heard
a sexual fetishized thing about it.
This doesn't... Tickling, fine.
Do you like to be tickled?
I'm not a tickle guy. This isn't something that works into my fetishes. Okay. But I will say, like, you know, it's funny that, like, you hear about the diaper thing that we did last week where the guy was, like, pee on me. That feels more, because at least there's vulnerability. Like, right. This is,
well,
like.
This is like a power thing almost.
Is it? Like, where you, like, lose, they own you with the tickling?
I feel like if they're, like, if the whole, you know, when you tickle someone, they're, like, uncontrollably laughing. They can't really stop, or they can't, or they're, like, they're, you know, like, your body, like, spasms in a way. I could see that being, like, a weird power.
Yeah,
dynamic.
But this feels like one of those like fetishes that would be easier to get someone on board with. Like, it feels like he did it in the wrong way completely.
Right.
He's like, he like all of a sudden he wants to be a clown. It's like, dude, let's tickle
Pick
before
one thing
the
at
clown.
A time. Yeah. Yeah. We got to work our way into the.
Work our way to the makeup.
Right.
Like, it's too much too soon.
This guy obviously got brought to the circus as like a child and something went
on.
Yeah,
something
with
went
the clown.
On. But I do think, I mean, we call this the tickle me Elmo.
Yeah.
Tickle me dickle.
Tickle the dickle.
Tickle the dickle. Where are you being tickled? That's another thing. Is like, you're tickling the dick? Or you just like under the armpit?
I don't think the dick is ticklish. There's certain parts of your body that are more ticklish than others.
Underarm.
Like the elbow, the underarm, the like belly button or something. The knee. The knee is a very ticklish spot.
I guess the control thing is the thing.
Yeah.
Would you do this if the guy was
if
like...
If it was, like you said, if it was brought up to me in like the proper
let's
context.
Say, well, let's say it's like this. You're hooking up with a guy. All of a sudden he starts tickling you mid-hookup. Are you like, what the fuck are you doing? Or are you like going with it?
I think I would find it amusing at first, and then eventually I'd be like, stop. Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Like if a girl started tickling me in the middle of a makeout, I'd be like,
okay.
Okay. Like I can't concentrate on both. And they're like, don't you like it? And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't want to fucking be tickled right now.
I mean, someone who doesn't, I have to say that if you're with someone who, my boyfriend doesn't like to be tickled, or like he gets, there's certain parts that if I like touch, he gets like.
A little cringy.
Yeah, a little tickle, somewhat tickled or like cringe or whatever. And it makes me want to do it a little more.
Well, maybe like, you're into this fetish.
I don't think I'm into it. It's not that like get me off, but I'm just kind of like, oh, like now I know like where button to. It's
where
like
to
you make fun
them.
Of something and then like the person gets like, you know, they're sensitive about it. You're like, oh, like now I want to like push it a little more.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Very mature.
It's very. Yeah, that is immature. I can't, I'm so far away from the sexualized portion of this that I don't know if I would be like if they needed this from me, I do understand where this girl's like, I don't want to fucking be sitting here tickling somebody while I could be, like, this isn't even sexualized for me.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing, again, I think if you eased into, I'd do it occasionally. If it was like a really big thing.
I would tie a chick up.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's like a thing.
That's one of those lines that you don't want said on a podcast.
As a soundbite.
So the only soundbite. Yeah. I'd tie a chick up.
I'd throw her in my trunk.
Yeah, why not? But I think there's hotness to being tied up and having tied up someone else.
That's like a power, like
I've been in
BS,
both of those positions.
DM things as
well. Well, I've been in the position where I've been tied up and then she's been tied up.
Right.
Okay. And so the part where she's like, I busted out laughing. He was
not
serious.
Not on the second time, though, right?
Not on the second time, but I didn't want to be rude, so I did what I could with an old ribbon and tied him up. It's like, that is more, that's happening in more sex than not.
Right.
You know,
that's
like,
a thing.
That's a thing. I think what gets us off the path is the clown, then into the ribbon.
If you're into a bunch of weird shit, you need to lay them out like
one thing at a
time. One after the other, but not even after the other, but one thing, like you said, one thing at a time. Let the person like, let it sink for a sec.
Yeah.
You can't just be throwing numerous odd sexual like moves at them.
What do we call it? The laughing libido. The Wizard of Oz.
Isn't that you?
That's me. That's my nickname.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give it away.
Tickled.
Clown cock.
There you go.
It. Bozo the fuck.
There you go. Bozo the fuck. We've got it. It's done.
It's
all over.
It shall be named. UUP at Betches.com.
So it shall be written. Yes.
So it shall be written. UUP at Betches.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable?
Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
I'm ready.
Jared and Jordana. First, I want to say I love your podcast. As someone who recently graduated from school and is living in a new city, finding dating extremely difficult, and it's nice to know that I'm not the only one with the experiences people are sharing. It's very, very relevant to my life.
Well, that's great to hear.
So, recently went on a date with someone I met on Hinge. I was expecting anything, wasn't expecting anything serious with him. I just wanted to have a casual, fun night. I definitely felt that the chemistry was there. We had a great conversation that went on for hours. We made each other laugh a lot. One thing led to another. We ended up hooking up at my apartment that night. Things were going fine until, as we were laying there on my bed, he went to unlock his phone. The first thing that popped up was a picture of me, bare naked from the waist down. Luckily, my face couldn't be seen.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
That's really fucked up. And I've heard of that happening to many people before.
How did he get it?
She was probably like either passed out or just like not paying attention.
Oh my God.
Guys do these kinds of things.
I know. This isn't.
Especially like everyone has like a, you know what I mean?
Sure,
like
it's easy like to pop modern, off a picture. Yeah. I was at a complete loss for words. I had no idea how he imagined, how he even managed to sneak a photo of me. I asked him why he had taken a picture of me and if he was going to send it to somebody in an effort to cover for what he did. I don't know, even know how anyone could have an excuse for doing that. He said that he was planning on sending it to me. That's a lie.
That's weird.
Well, to kind of cover what he'd be doing with that right. picture.
Oh, I was taking it to send it to you later.
I don't know if it's a send a friend's picture. He must have a collection of this for himself for later. That rings like, more true than the friend's thing. But the friend's thing is at play. I knew that was complete bullshit. I told him that. Then he said that he was only planning on saving it and keeping it for himself. And I wasn't sure I could believe that either. You can't. Aside from the feeling of violation, I felt so disappointed. I actually thought something could have actually come from that relationship, but any possibility of that was gone after he snuck the photo of me. In extremely misguided poor taste, he tried to defend his character with trustworthiness by telling me that one time in college he filmed him and a girl having sex without her knowing and never sent it to anybody and eventually deleted it.
What a stand-up guy.
Oh, my God.
What a stand-up dude.
It's like admitting to a crime with another crime.
Yeah, like, but I, you know, I never, it's fucked up.
Listen, I killed that woman, but I buried her. Like, sure,
like any
dude.
Normal person would.
Yeah, yeah. But I sent a letter to the family. Like, sure, dude, you're a total saint for taking a sex tape without another girl's consent. Well, also, him revealing this just should encourage you more to delete that picture and get it the fuck away from him.
Right.
He's just admitted to a whole
that he does
lifetime
kind
of this
often,
shit. This is what he does. Not saying it to anybody. Anyways,
After more painfully awkward moments, I told him that it would be best for him to delete the picture and leave. He apologized a lot, saying that what he did was completely disrespectful and fucked up. Shortly after he left, he texted me saying, "Thank you for a great night. I'm sorry for being a douche." This only happened 2 days ago, so I'm still trying to make sense of everything that happened. I have a lot of respect for myself, and I know I didn't deserve that, but sometimes I also feel like I'm forgiving to a fault. I wanted to see what you both thought about the situation. Is there ever a time where something like this could ever be forgivable? I'm blaming myself for even inviting him back to my place, but I also feel like if I were to have held off on inviting him to my place for the first night, it's still very likely he could have done the same thing in the future. Do you think there is actually any meaning behind his apology, or could it be that he was just upset he got caught? Your thoughts and opinions would be greatly appreciated. P.S. At least my ass looked good in that photo. What do you think?
I think...
Could this ever be forgivable?
I don't think this is forgivable, but I think a lot more guys do this than anyone than let on. Many years ago, I caught a guy trying to do this the same thing, and he claimed he was just going to show, he was showing it to me, and then I watched him delete it. And I think that's what I'm saying. I think that I've heard and also heard of other guys. I've had guys try to show me pictures that they've taken of girls they've hooked up with. I think it's really fucked up, and I think it's a thing that's very easy, that happens very easily, and a guy's maybe like, he's excited that he hooked up with someone maybe he didn't think he could get with or something like that, or just in general, like wants a picture for himself or to show us or to prove to someone that he hooked up with someone. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know that it's always like done in a like crazy conniving evil manner.
Yeah.
But I do think that it's done more often, and it could honestly, like, it could have been done more that I just didn't know about, like, who knows? Do you know what I mean?
I'm not taking his side at all, but I'm let me empathize with like why he's doing this, where he's doing this.
I'm that's what I'm saying. I don't necessarily the fact of why he's doing it is does I don't necessarily think that's like an evil thing, but I do think that it's fucked up.
This is the trust zone, so we come here with issues like this to talk it out. Guys can, here's the thing. It's like all these people getting in trouble for things they said on Twitter.
Right. Years ago.
Years ago. Yes. And it's like, listen, we all grow up. We all hope to evolve. We all hope to become more mature and realize our mistakes in the past. So just like you said, like, I don't know if he's like taking this picture to send to the fucking news source to like embarrass you. That's probably, I trust in the good of people. That I trust that that's not what 95% of these guys are doing for.
He's trying to create some revenge porn situation.
I hope to believe that. Maybe that might be naive of me, but I do think that when you have the tool in your hand, you're more likely to fuck up with the tool.
Right.
So like men in the 50s didn't have a camera at their fucking, that they could just pop off a picture in half a second without you knowing. Mm-hmm. So that's why this never happened. Now that the guys have this tool in their hand, it's like, you know, more gun violence happens around people who own guns.
Right. I also think like we all like, and I obviously that's different when it's a sexual intimate capacity, but I think that we all sometimes take pictures of things that we shouldn't take pictures of.
Sure.
Or we might tweet out like
the weirdo on the subway.
Do you ever feel weird about like, especially when I used to use Snapchat, I feel like I would like, if someone was like wearing an embarrassing thing, I would take a picture, and like, it's not obviously as bad as this. This is definitely worse than that. But I do think there's no real, like, the lines are blurry sometimes. This seems less blurry to me.
This is less blurry. I mean, I took a picture of a anxiety support dog or an emotional support dog that was on a plane. That was a Great Dane.
Right.
Or no, I didn't take the picture. A friend of mine took a picture on a flight that they were at. It was a Great Dane. And they knew that I would enjoy it because I think that's ridiculous to have a Great Dane on a plane. And then, you know, I posted the picture. And then I get a message from... a Great Dane with an Instagram following, and it's the dog.
It's the dog. Oh, well,
Colonel, the Great Dane, the emotional support dog.
Right.
And the Colonel, not happy.
Okay.
Colonel wanted me to either take down the picture or give them credit.
Oh, they want because
they wanted the followers.
Right.
So now I'm fucking doing this this weird,
right?
This weird negotiation with a dog, which is crazy, but. You realize that this stuff is smaller than you believe, you know, it can come back to you. And I, you know, at that point I was like, I don't want Colonel reporting me and saying I took a picture. So I took down the picture.
Okay.
And, but I'm saying like these pictures, like you do feel like you have the right to put it up, and then you get someone looks at you and goes, what are you doing? That's me.
Right.
You go, oh,
Fuck.
Well, yeah, in the days when you can take pictures and share everything, there's a question of like what is your right to and what is not. I think anything in the bedroom that is on the person you are sleeping with should not be taking any pictures of them without their consent. Although I've taken a picture of something that I saw in a guy's room once that I thought was funny. I don't think it's the same thing again.
But
it is like I'm inviting you into my personal. I think that's also kind of fucked up. I'm not going to say I'm blameless there. I think it is like I'm inviting you into my personal space. I should kind of respect that. And not like try to make like do anything to exploit you in any way.
Yeah, we're empathizing with the idea of just how easy it is to take a picture.
Right.
In the bedroom, no, this is not right. You should never forgive this guy because he even told you that he's been a liar before.
Right. This is something that, yeah, he's clearly like deceitful. And it's not like he showed it to you.
No.
This is something you had to discover. So you don't know what else it's kind of like that thing that we were talking about a few weeks ago with the Thai massage. Or something.
Yeah.
It's like, if you didn't tell me and I hear it from somewhere else, I think you're a shady person.
You've been doing this a crazy amount.
So if I discover this picture on your phone and you didn't tell me about it, then I have to assume that you're just doing shady shit all the time.
Absolutely. And I can't say that she should blame herself. You're too hard on yourself.
Not at all.
Not
yeah.
At all.
No, it's never
a guy.
It's never your fault that's someone else. That's like saying like it's your fault that he hits you or something like that. Like
yeah.
That's never at all your fault. Like there's a certain standard for decency and respect, and this guy clearly doesn't have it.
And the apology. I think this is like one of those things that you don't realize how wrong it is until you get caught. And then also until you get caught. And then he probably went home and was like, okay, well that was weird. I'll never see her again. And then you get farther along in life and hopefully you mature, and he looks back and goes, fuck, I got caught doing that one stupid thing. Like there's things I talk about on this podcast where I'm like, yeah, I've ghosted. I was an asshole there.
Right.
I was a dickhead there. I didn't, you know, I made a mistake.
But that's also not something you change about yourself overnight. So I think that'll probably help him get there. But like you shouldn't put up with that at all.
No, let him
find a girl he hasn't done that to yet to practice
to be a better guy around.
Right. That reminds me of a different story. Have you heard of this Plane Bay thing?
Mm-mm.
It's from like many months ago, but basically like, and I think you'd like this story cause it shows the nature of, like you said, like girls love the story of like, this is how we met. So this girl was with her boyfriend on a flight and she switched seats with this other girl so that like she could be close to her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she happened, the girl that she switched seats with was sitting next to this, like, this guy. Right. And she sees the girl with the boyfriend that sees them hitting it off.
Oh,
she starts live tweeting about them, like, and they're talking to each other.
So, like, she's basically taking credit for, like,
having set them up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, they're talking. She basically follows them, like, though they're like, she says they're holding hands. I don't think they were. Like, they're leaving the airport. They got each other's numbers. Like, I saw the thing. And she's basically, and this thing goes viral.
Okay.
Right? The guy, the people are trying to find out who they are. Like, they find out who they are. The guy like is loving it. He changes his Instagram handle to like Plane Bay, right? He's like wanting to go on all the morning shows. He's like, he's some like not amateur soccer player or whatever.
Sure.
Or something. He's like loving it, right? No one can find the girl. The girl like deletes her Twitter. She deletes everything. And she's like, the one who's tweeting out, the girl with the boyfriend,
sure,
is like getting invited in all these things. She's like, you know, like this now like viral sensation,
sure,
right?
Seven or
she's
15
loving,
minutes.
She's loving it. She's asked for a job at BuzzFeed.
Really?
She asked, right. Yeah. She's like obsessed with it. The girl releases a statement through a lawyer like 2 weeks later being like, this is not a love story. This is an example of someone like digitally, like just thinking they know my life and like, but like portray,
creating a story
to benefit themselves and invading my privacy.
Wow.
And like that, and for their own like fame. And like, I did not know that this person was like taking pictures of me or tweeting about me. And like, this is not a love story. This is like a weird encounter that like got blown up and like, I never approved it and I never wanted it. And
wow.
Like, I don't want anything to do with this.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Because that girl's probably like, I have a husband and he thinks that I'm flirting on a fucking flight with some dude.
Right.
Or have a boyfriend or whatever it
right.
is.
Right. Or even just like, I just like was like innocently flirting with this guy. And you're this person's tweeting that I'm like giving him my number or,
yeah, this
like,
girl
or going into the bathroom with him or like creating like a.
She thinks she's Fiddler on the Roof.
Right. And she's fucking and ever all these people who were before like eating up this like viral love story.
Of course, because people want to believe that
right.
it can happen this way.
Are now like, oh, like that's dark. And I did not
yeah.
like, I did not realize I was like rooting for this person who like this. And it just goes to show like the fairy tale of like
of
what we want and what we love and what we eat up and like what's actually going on.
Yeah. And it's just so crazy that she's just trying to live her life.
Right. She's like, I was just like on a flight and someone switched seats with me. And now like I'm being harassed and stalked and people are trying to like find out where I live and like asking me about this person that I barely know.
It kind of shows you, though, that like nothing online is like real.
Right.
Like nothing online is like what you believe.
It's all bullshit.
It's all just a facade and just not.
And it was so pathetic how the guy, like was like playing into it. He like changed the handle. He captions, he's like putting up these solo shots of himself on Instagram. It's like when you get that good morning text, like implying that like she like.
Oh, so he like played into it too.
He was
yeah.
like obsessed with it. It was like the three of them really loving it. And then this girl being like, I did not ask to be a part of this. And like someone is just like invading my privacy. Interesting internet cautionary tale.
Well, right? this is what you don't want. Like, well, this is back to her story about it's from the waist down. Like, this guy could put this picture out and be like, "Here's my new, bed bay."
Right. you have no control. It's like the scary part about like not to be like Black Mirror-y is that like there's just you have no control over.
I always
that kind of stuff.
When I do shows, a lot of times people will take out their camera and try to videotape the show. Mm-hmm. I always stop and I say, "Hey, can you stop taping?" And it always gets awkward because
you don't want to be like the killjoy of like stop taking pictures of everything. But
I'm nobody,
right?
So I'm not Jerry Seinfeld. So they're like, well, what the
it's
fuck?
It's still like your act, though.
Well, that's what you have to explain it in a way to make people understand that. Like, I don't think I'm like, I'm not trying to big time you. I'm not trying to say anything. But just know that if you videotape, you can take it home and cut it up and make it so I just scream, "I love farts" every single day.
Yeah.
And then that just gets
and
played on repeat.
You have no control over it, right?
And now I'm famous for the "I love farts" YouTube video.
Yeah. It's hard to like maintain a sense of control in a world where everyone is like an amateur photographer.
Absolutely.
Videographer.
And one day Colonel's going to message you and say, "Get the fuck out of my life." Exactly. Let's do some more emails.
Okay.
UUP@betches.com. UUP@betches.com.
Hey, Jared and Jordana, love the podcast. Love Jared's holiday tweets. Love you both.
Oh, thank you.
Aw. I love your holiday tweets too.
Thank you very much.
They're uplifting or depressing, but either way, they're funny. Writing to get your thoughts on something. My friend and I recently stumbled upon a Venmo payment from her boyfriend to a quote unquote suicide girl. Apparently a pinup porn human of sorts.
So suicide girls.
Yeah, explain that. What that means.
I didn't know until it came up on my podcast. It's just like a certain look of model.
Is it
guess
like dirty sexy or something?
It's like tattooed.
Oh, okay.
A lot of tattoos. Sometimes they have like the half a shaved head. It's just a very specific look.
Sounds very like girl with the pearl earring.
Kind of. Yeah.
Have you seen that? I don't
the
know.
The dragon tattoo. That's what I meant.
The pearl with the pearl earring is like a 16th century portrait.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even know what that was.
Girl with the dragon tattoo is much more. It's literally like an old timey 15th century like handmade. my mistake. Girl with the dragon tattoo is correct.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway.
So it's like it's a look.
Okay.
If you Google.
It's a genre of.
Genre of like model. Okay. I wouldn't even call it porn because it's not. You could find suicide girl porn, but I think suicide girl is just like more of a look, like in the way that like, you could have like a, I don't know, any type of model, like a plus size model, regular model, whatever it is.
Okay. From he got a picture payment from her boyfriend to a suicide girl from his hometown with an emoji of a flag, while out of town on a bachelor weekend. We get it, guys watch porn, but it makes it a little uncomfy that she's uncomfy.
A little uncomfy?
That she's a real person and that she's originally from the area. What do you make of this? Was it a bachelor gift? Is this something guys do? What does the flag emoji mean? Would love to hear your take.
I don't know what the flag emoji means.
Well, he's in a different... He's at a bachelor weekend. Maybe it's the flag of like the country that he's at or her nationality or something.
Sending the money to a suicide girl over Venmo... is all very familiar.
Why would you not make that a private Venmo transaction?
That's
my
fair.
Number one question.
probably doesn't even know how to do that. Well, not making it private kind of is like he's not really lying. Like maybe he's not looking to lie. Maybe he's like, it could be that she was a stripper that they had at the house and that's how she takes payment.
Okay.
So
again,
like
I would imagine that would be a better private.
Sure.
Not only from the girl, just in general from... your mom being like, who's that Venmo
person? Yeah. Well, I mean, my mom's not like trolling my Venmo
whatever
stuff. But I the flag, I don't know what it means. But I the only thing I can really think of is that she is a model who also does stripping at personal parties. And maybe this was the... It also depends on the amount. Was it like...
Well, you can't see the amount on Venmo.
Oh, you can't?
I don't know. Use Venmo?
I use it, but I don't look at people's
I mean, you can't like... It just says made a payment to or charged or request. It doesn't give you the amount of money.
Okay. I mean, that to me is like...
You think you should be concerned about this?
A little bit. I mean, concerned. They obviously have a personal relationship. They know each other in some capacity. The money... I don't know what the money is for other than like a strip type of thing. But the idea that they're in the same hometown is like a little.
This is a good example of a thing where you see it and you're like, I don't want to be that girlfriend. But I also want to be like, who the fuck are you paying on Venmo? Like, I saw this Venmo charge.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be like, seem like you're stalking their Venmo.
Sure.
I can see her predicament of being like, but really, you should just ask, I think.
Yeah.
But like, it's kind of like, because I can understand why she's worried about seeming crazy in this. Cause she's like, so I noticed that you got that you paid someone on Venmo. I clicked the name and then I like discovered through my own stalking that she is a suicide girl.
Well, this is like,
and now I would like to know like why you did that.
Yeah.
So it's like, she, even though she's not crazy, might come off a little crazy. I can understand her hesitancy and just instead of just asking him like, what's the deal with that payment?
This is the internet version of seeing a car you don't recognize in the neighbor's lot,
right?
The driveway, like, and you see it and you see a woman walk out and you go, who's that woman? I'm friends with that woman. I've never seen her before.
Right.
Do I say something? Do I fucking walk over to the house? Like, what do I do now? You know, and it's like,
or like, what's this number in your pocket?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going through your pocket, but like,
you can't unnotice something.
Right.
You know, so
yeah.
I don't know. Would you want someone to tell you?
Would I want him to tell me?
Let's say she said they saw the two girls. They said they saw that my friend and I saw on a Venmo payment from her boyfriend to a suicide girl.
Yeah, I'd want to know what that payment was for.
Yeah.
I don't, it's kind of annoying because it's like, I don't want to be the person who's like, I need to know what the pay, like, I need a full list of like what you're paying for and like exactly what you did on the bachelor party. But I'm also like, if I see it and I'm not like invading your privacy to see it, and maybe I've done a little stalking, but fine.
No, you can't.
I'd like to know where, I don't think you sound crazy. I don't think you sound crazy being like, what's that payment for?
Finding a rope on the ground. No one's going to get mad at you for like pulling at the rope.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Although, right. Yeah. Like find out where it's coming from.
Yeah. There was this random rope on the ground. I saw it and I went, what the fuck is this?
Right.
I pulled it. Some fucking hot chick with a bunch of tattoos came at the other end. Where'd that come from?
Right.
That's not stalking. That's not, again, you can't unnotice something. I thought before that she didn't, the girlfriend didn't see. So now that
she probably was like, what do you think of this thing? Knows, I saw this. What is this?
I can't tell you. You see something, say something.
Right. So, I think you say something and like, it might be innocent. I think it could very well be an innocent.
It could very well be the stripper and this is the deal.
Yeah.
And
fine.
She's from the hometown. But I don't think it's like a runaway situation.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a deal breaker.
Yeah,
if that's what the question is.
But it's it is one of those where it's like girls get so hard on themselves with like, will I look crazy? Will he get mad at me for like going down the rabbit hole?
Right, or does it make me look like a little psycho?
Can't not look into that.
Yeah,
if you saw like Summer Sins receive money from your boyfriend,
right?
Who the fuck is Summer Sins?
Also, like, yeah, like I give a shit. I don't know what to say. Like,
yeah,
yeah, I was curious, and I give a shit. And you're not someone who's like stuff I'm not paying attention to. We're dating.
Yeah, yeah. There's a and if it becomes, what happens is the defense of it is like, what are you looking up people I'm sending money to? Well, guys only say that when they know they're in trouble.
Right.
You're just trying to figure out places that I can get back to you. To defend myself. Like, if you want to think of like how this fight's going to go down.
Right.
If you come back and go, hey, who the fuck is, you know, Destiny's Child?
Right.
Yeah. And they go,
the flag emoji.
Yeah. And they go, well, what the fuck? How do you know about Destiny? Well, I was on Venmo. Your name pops up on my list, of course.
Mm-hmm.
and it saw you sent money to someone. And I looked at it. I was like, who's Destiny's Child?
Right.
You know, who's Evanescence?
Yeah.
So you go and look it up. And now I'm wondering, I'm in my head a little bit.
Yeah.
And not because of, I don't trust you. It's because like,
that's
what the fuck happened?
A weird person to be paying. Yeah.
I can't unnotice this.
Right.
I think that's totally valid.
You don't think that sounds crazy at all?
Not to me.
Okay, well, that's good.
It only sounds crazy when you only say it's crazy to get yourself out of trouble.
Right.
Like, I would only be like, listen, I'd be like, you're looking at my things. Like,
why are you stalking my
Why are you looking? Yeah, I. That's right. The only response of someone who got caught.
Right.
But if they're like, yeah, well, the bachelor party, we all split it. I was in charge of paying, you know, this, you know, person. And that's what it is. And the flag is an inside joke we had because she took a flag and stuck it in her ass and we all saluted it.
Right. And then so, I would say, okay, that's fine. Yeah. Maybe you keep it a private Venmo charge next time.
You fucked up.
Right. Because now my friends see it.
Yeah. Be better.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's the end of conversation. The worst way it goes is he goes, yeah, I mean, I owe her money because we went for dinner and we're dating now. Like,
right.
You know,
that's my new.
But also, like, you know, the suicide girl thing is such a look that the other thing to be worried about is, like, is this his thing?
If this is the stripper at the bachelor party?
Well, if it's such a.
I thought you said specifically that just because a guy is into a certain look doesn't mean he doesn't find you attractive.
I have said that.
Right.
But. This is such a specific look.
Sorry
that, like,
to do that pointing thing. My mom does that.
It's okay. I didn't even know. But it's such a specific look that it's like, you have to wonder, it's one thing to like certain girls on Instagram, but now he's past that.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a have their Venmo name. So like, is he escaping to this world to get away from you because this is what gets his rocks off and you're not giving
well
that
that's what
him.
You gotta that's what I'm saying. If it's like if this is just a bachelor party thing, I think that's
sure.
Fine, that's contained, that's a one-time thing. If this is like some girl that he like sends him nude Snapchats that he's paying, like
that's what I'm saying,
that's a different thing.
That's a different thing to me, because it's more
well, that's
real.
Why you gotta ask.
That's the thing. Look, because when I say that, like, it doesn't, you can be attracted to girls on Instagram, the difference is when you start commenting, hey, you know, looking great in this one, because you want an answer.
Right.
You know,
well, that's why I'm saying you shouldn't.
Break
that's
the
why
third
guys
wall.
Should not be liking any pictures. They can like them in their head. Once you start like commenting and liking, I'm like, I can see this.
I'm with you.
And like, two, what are you trying to get out of this?
This is what I'm saying. Right. There's a difference between the two.
Right. Are we only dating because this girl won't answer?
Yeah. Appreciating the suicide girl is not the problem.
Right.
Reaching out to them, paying them, going to dinner,
right.
You know, getting ahead. I don't know. You know, these are all.
Yeah.
Things that are, you know, down the line where you go, well, look, if this is what you want, then don't let me get in the way. Let me get out of here.
Right. I think that's it's a different conversation depending on the answer. But don't be afraid to ask. It's public.
And let me know what their Instagram is. UUP at Betches.com. Let's play some games.
All right, let's play some games. Okay, red flag or deal breaker, their friends don't like you.
I love this one.
Yeah.
Can we get more like these? Girls, guys, let's send these
send in realistic.
This is
ones.
A real issue.
Yeah.
All their friends don't like you. Red flag or deal breaker?
I think how intensely do they not like me? They just don't care for me, or like they like are
well,
like
this,
feeding
this,
him negative
this
shit.
This red
about
flag
me.
Deal breaker can go two different ways. All their friends don't like you, meaning they don't want to hang with you guys. They're just not really hanging.
Okay. Like, if you're around, they're just not trying to hang.
Just not cool, not into it, not giving you any time.
That'd be very tough. It's definitely a red flag. I don't know if it's a deal breaker. Because maybe sometimes I'm like, oh, your friends kind of suck.
Yeah.
If your friends kind of suck and they don't like me, like, I'm okay with that, kind of. If you don't suck, but your friends kind of suck. But like, they're your old friends from childhood.
Sure.
And like, you guys, but you acknowledge that your friends kind of suck.
You could deal.
I'm kind of like okay with it, I think.
You really shed down to like two friends later in life.
Right. Like, the older you get, the more you kind of shed away those guys anyway.
There's kind of like this like bell curve of friends, a reverse bell curve.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you start with a lot of.
You get.
You got a ton of friends in college. Then you get out of college. It starts dipping down, dipping down, dipping down. You get married. They're all good. Now they kind of come back for that one wedding. And then all of a sudden you have kids. And it's like you got two people you keep up with.
Right.
And then as you get later.
How do old people have any friends?
Well, that's the thing. As they get older, the kids start growing up. And then they have more time, more time, more friends, more friends. And now like my parents are like sitting there at, you know, 60 with fucking people I have to meet.
Right. Well, they got nothing else to do.
They got nothing else to do. So yeah. I got to meet all these fucking, you know, people and just say, hey, nice to meet you.
So how do you, their friends don't like you. What do you think?
Red flag. I can deal with their friends not liking me because I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go do my own thing. They'll be gone soon.
You think they'll be gone?
I think they'll be gone.
Before you.
Well, I mean.
Oh, because of like the.
Just the reality of life.
Getting older.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
But what if they hate all your friends? Red flag, deal breaker.
And I like my friends.
You
and
love
I don't
your
think
friends.
My friends suck.
Your boyfriend comes in and goes, your friends fucking stink.
So we're not doing any double dates. They're out
double
of the question.
Double dates are out of the question. They're gone.
I think that's also a red flag.
Not as bad.
I mean, like, if you hate my friends, I'll just hang out with them without you.
Yeah.
Like,
what if he hates your best friend?
That's tougher.
All the other friends cool with. Best
why,
friend
depends
hates.
Why he hates her.
They fucked once in college. No.
that's a bigger deal.
Yeah, no, they just not a good mix.
They just... I would find it very odd that someone that I would consider my best friend does not get along with someone that I want to spend all my time with in a romantic way.
I agree with you.
Right. That might be
There's
a deal breaker
off.
Just because it doesn't make sense.
Well, I think it's like a weird jealousy thing.
You think it would be like if your friend
it's
was
a deal breaker.
What about
if
for
they,
you?
Deal breaker. If they didn't like any of my friends.
Right. Your best friend, they.
I'd be like, well, why are you trying to get me on an island? You have a problem with everybody?
Mm-hmm. There's no one. You'd have to like, it'd have to be like a super valid reason. If it's just yeah. like, yeah, I don't like them, then it doesn't make any sense.
I dated this girl once who always, issue would always come up with everybody. I'm like, who's the constant here?
Right. If everyone in the room is an asshole,
yeah.
you're the asshole.
You're the asshole.
Right. That's fair. Red flag or deal breaker? He or she types out emojis instead of using the Apple emojis from the keyboard.
So they're writing like the winky face.
The winky face. They're doing the actual.
With the semicolon.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this. This doesn't bother me.
I'm okay with that. I might be like, you know, there's like an emoji button.
Yeah, you should use emojis.
You can use faster.
It's more fun.
Easier. Way more options.
Yeah. What's better than sending the eggplant emoji?
Fair.
They use a picture of themselves as their phone background.
I prefer they not.
Yeah, this is something I wouldn't want to unpack.
Yeah. I prefer they not, I would say. It's just a picture of them alone.
Yeah.
I'd say
at a beach sunset.
Just that I'd prefer no, but like I don't think it'd be a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
It's a red flag though. If there's
get someone else in the picture or have like a background.
Have a mom.
Or yeah, have a pretty sunset.
Have some, yeah. Like, what's yours right now?
It's a picture of my nieces at like this in the sunset area.
That's a very standard.
It's like, what's yours?
Yeah. Mine's a picture of New York.
I like forget what mine is. It's a picture of New York. Yeah.
It's from my apartment.
That you took? Simple.
Yeah, I took it.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm an artist.
That's great. But what if they demand to be your phone background picture?
Deal breaker.
With you.
Deal breaker.
At any point?
You can't demand.
What if you're,
what if you're
married 5 years and they're like, you know, it's time for you to change that New York City background pick.
I'll go, oh, okay, so I'll do a different city. What are you getting at?
Never do it.
Why?
They'd
what
be like,
kind
we
of
have,
validation
we have three
do they
kids.
Need?
Is this really the thing you want to look at every day?
No. Mine's going to be a suicide girl.
You'll show them.
Yeah.
Okay.
With fair. A mohawk.
There. Anyway, that's our show.
That's it.
Thanks, guys.
We're here every
Wednesday at 5.
That's
Bye.
Our show. Thank you.
Betches.